This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today is Jen Grisanti. She is out of Los Angeles, and she's an international speaker with an acclaimed story career as a consultant at Jen Grisanti Consultancy, Inc. She's a writing instructor for Writers on the Verge at NBC, a former studio executive, a blogger for the Huffington Post, and then author of Storyline, Finding Gold in Your Life Story, TV Writing Toolkit, How to Write a Script That Sells, and then Change Your Story, Change Your Life. So tell me, are there some tangible footholds that you can share with us, though, as you're being the hero and you are being the author? What do you turn to? I mean, yes, a higher power or a source of faith, but are there other things such as mentors, or where else can you go also to find some footholds to grab onto to pull yourself to that next point that you want to be at?
Well, I'm a voracious reader, so like if you had a visual, you would see a million books behind me. So. I read like a mad person, and I absorb, and I go to conferences, and I do yoga, and I do spinning, and I write, and I meditate. So I definitely recognize, like, when we're entrepreneurs and we're sharing so much energy in our pursuit, it is so important that we take action that brings energy back into us.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it's we have a consultant friend that talks about your report card, and if you got all A's in one category and not another, your parents are going to say, well, that's great about the A, but what about these D's and F's in health and personal relationships and the other things? So yeah, we can't exercise just the muscle of entrepreneurship, or we become lopsided.
Yep, you're totally right.
That's good advice, though, because we do get very focused as entrepreneurs and very tunnel vision in accomplishing objectives.
Yes, we do, and it becomes so much about other people's needs, which I think is beautiful and wonderful, and you're serving the greater good. But unless you're putting energy back in, then you won't have the fuel that you need to ignite the possibility in others.
That's good. So how do you measure success? What does that look like for you?
I measure success by freedom, probably at this point in my life. I measure success by freedom and value given, because the more that I go into being an entrepreneur and the more that I build my business and have a variety of different platforms, the more that I recognize that there's no one saying no, number one, which is ultimate freedom. And anything that I want to do, I can do. I just have to make it happen. And I think when you recognize value, that all comes down to, is this service you're providing giving your clients desired results? And everything that I look at that defines success for me at this point in my life is bringing that value to my clients.
Derek Champagne here. Hey, if you're feeling isolated right now, if this health scare has got you working remotely, or you're feeling uncertain, I want to invite you to check out my mastermind. Come join us. It's DerekChampagneMastermind.com.